Welcome to a new episode of These Go to 11. Let's turn it up. Hey everybody, welcome back to These Go to 11, an unchurchy conversation about everyday faith. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and review on your favorite podcast platform. This not only helps us to get our content out there, but also helps us to find out what you, our faithful listeners, think.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to These Go to 11. Once again, I'm Nathan Bell, and joining me a lot closer than normal is Greg
Gunter. What's up, my
friend?
I feel like Tom Brady and the other guy that is doing all the play-by-play.
That's right.
How many people get this close, this access?
Dude, we are, I don't think we've ever been this close on this podcast before.
I'm not sure Lisa would be this close
That's
to
right.
me, or Joy would be that close to you. So, you know, it's tight quarters, but
That's
I love
right.
being with you, brother, for sure.
So excited. And we do, we have limited time today, so
yes.
We do want to introduce our guest, Eliza Huey. Greg, you're going to go ahead and give a little bit of information, and then we're going to turn it over to you, Eliza, to tell us a little bit about yourself. Before Greg does that, how are you today?
I'm actually doing really well. As we're recording this, it's getting a little bit warmer after this terrible cold spell, so
yes.
I'm doing good. I like that.
Good, nice. Good, yeah. Eliza. And as we were talking just before we quote-unquote went live today, you're not far from us. You're in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that DC suburb area. That is the place I love going to, except that I have to drive in it.
I know.
Probably know all about that. We were talking beforehand. Congratulations, Eliza. You are yet another guest. We've been doing a series with several just wonderful authors of which you are a part. And Nathan and I, every time we look at everyone's resume and credentials, feel like, my word, we've accomplished nothing in our entire lives. So thank you for reminding us of that. But I do just want to highlight a few things here for our audience as well to kind of get to know you, because I know sometimes it's harder. We have all these humble guests, so I'm going to brag on their credentials a little bit, brother. And Eliza, I know you hold a Master of Arts in Counseling from Biblical Theological Seminary. And we share that background, which is just really, really cool. And that's where my credentials evaporate at that point. You done a lot of work, I know, with CCEF and gotten a lot of training there, which is just a fantastic, really gospel-centered counseling group. David Pallison, there's so many folks that have been connected with them through the years. There's just not time. You are also, if I have this right, a licensed clinical professional counselor, certified clinical professional trauma therapist. Again, I'm just going down and down. And you currently serve as the director of counseling at McLean Bible Church, wonderful church with a tremendous history, just where you are down the road from us in Vienna, Virginia. And I know you have taught at several seminaries. You've served as a guest adjunct faculty, and you have written a slew of books that we're going to reference a few today, and one that's coming out, which we're excited to talk to you about. So that's all those credentials, which doesn't scratch the surface. And we're honored to have you with us today. And could you tell us just a little bit about yourself as a person,
sure.
Marriage, family, kids, all that fun stuff?
Those are the more important things, I feel like. So I've been married for 33 years to my husband, Ken, and we have three children. Our oldest will be turning 30 this year, so it feels like a huge milestone. And him and his wife, they live in Maryland still, and they have our only grandchild. So we are thrilled about that little grandson, who's about a year old. And then I also have a daughter who's also in Maryland. She's a vet tech in that area. And then my